Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes past 4 p.m. Man, it's gorgeous. Tony, you saw something surprising on your phone just now?
It just started making noise.
What did?
My phone.
Oh, gotcha.
And I was like, bleh.
Did you leave the room and eat a bunch of Fritos?
Somebody did.
Not a bunch.
Man.
But some.
Judgment.
No.
He just came back with the heavy smell of Fritos.
I know. Lou feels.
One of the funniest things about not being in here for that first hour is trying to
Catch up, but trying to determine
what happened just by reading my Twitter.
What's it say?
Some people are reacting to Sue and Rachel's pictures.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Several people are saying such an idiotic comment. That dude was way out in left field. Do you have a caller?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me catch you up on that.
Another person talks about a 900-pound drug dealer.
That's the guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there's a story about a guy who's 900 pounds. He's so big that he can't wear clothes. He's a drug dealer. He's due in court. The feds decided to spend tens of thousands of dollars to cut a hole in his house, send a bunch of agents, take his naked fat ass out, bring him to court, and let him testify on a loading dock. But he had a health issue, shock, and had to go to the hospital. And I said, I just don't have any sympathy for this guy. So then Lou called and was very mad at me and said, like, oh, you're being so judgmental. You don't know what's wrong with the guy. Could be lots of different things. Let me admit something. Lou's right. Lou's right on that. And I even said, Lou, you're probably a better person than me. This one just really pisses me off. And no one asked me this, but I'll ask it myself. At what poundage do I stop feeling sorry for someone? I don't have an answer, but somewhere between morbidly obese and piano weight, you know, and that probably makes me a small person. I've obviously been overweight myself. Lots of friends who are overweight. I don't judge them. I don't judge me. You do the best you can until you weigh almost 1,000 pounds. The other thing that Lou said that got people talking was he said it's like very poor journalism. You didn't research the story. You don't know his backstory. You don't know what mental disorders he has. And people were calling Taliban. And I will say the same thing. And this is not bragging, okay? Bizarro bragging. This is just the truth. If you're new to the show, if you want journalism, don't tune into this show. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we spent 2 hours, about 40 minutes of which I was doing an impression of Taliban manipulating girl Tony's nipples. So, if you're coming here for reportage and accuracy about 900-pound convicts, you might want to go to the Mark Hawk Show. This is not where you come for that. Now, it's not because I'm a lazy journalist. It's because I'm not a journalist. I'm an entertainer. Now, I do feel a certain amount of responsibility that if we're talking about politics, that I should be, you know, somewhat informed, and I depend on you guys in the audience. Like, no, Dave, that's not it. That's not what's going on with China, blah, blah, blah. But I'm sorry, Lou, if it's a story about the 900-pound man, I am not going to spend a lot of my day doing background searches on what made him be 900 pounds. That's a different show.
Who cares if he's 900 pounds, if he's a drug dealer? Why do we feel sorry for him?
Yeah, there you go.
And anyway,
apparently he cost a lot of money to transport. So it was an extra burden.
So
that
let
he
him
was
just keep selling drugs because he's a burden to transport?
No, just that's why it was so much more annoying, is because they had to cut open his house to get him out and then transport him, and then he had medical issues. So it wasn't just that he was being tried for.
So were we just supposed to leave him alone? Was Lou just wanting
to
leave him
alone? I don't think he had an issue with the fact that he had to go to court, but Lou admitted, hey, I'm a bigger guy. You're not being very compassionate. Why don't you look into why he's so big?
And Lou is right. I'm not proud of the fact, this is a real human being. The fact that he weighs 900 pounds does not make him less human than me, does not make him less worthwhile. It makes me a smaller person. I can admit that.
Yeah, but you do have a point when you're spending taxpayer dollars, cutting him out of his house and taking him...
I'm not a fan of this man.
Yeah, it's reached a point where it's just purely irresponsible. It's now everyone else's problem to cater your life to you because you can't put on clothes and leave your house.
That's okay
to have a problem with.
We will spend millions of dollars taking care of this guy for the rest of his life in a medical prison. It's bullcrap.
Right.
Here's another crime and justice sort of thing I've been wanting to kind of talk about. And being a former practicing attorney, I know a little bit about this, but I think it is ridiculous that Steve Stenger will not even be sentenced until August. Michael Cohen took 8 months to sentence and another 6 months to go to jail. Felicity Huffman pleads guilty, but we're not going to even talk to her again till September. This is stupid.
Michael Cohen just went.
I know. This is so dumb.
How does that work, Dave? I mean, how come they can wait that long?
I don't think they should be able to. Now, it's look, I understand that you don't want to just be Judge Roy Bean and shoot from the hip and be like, I don't know, how about 30 years? But how about you take a day?
Yeah.
How about you really go back and think about it? You take a day. Come back tomorrow, or how about you be ready for it?
They don't even go to jail as soon as they're sentenced.
No,
that's what I mean.
No,
I don't understand.
It's
that.
So ridiculous.
Well, I would want to. The whole thing with Cohen, he was convicted in like September or October. And at first he was going to go, and then they said he was going to start his prison sentence in March. And then it got pushed back to April. If I'm Michael Cohen, I don't even want to wait until April. I've got a sentence like his, which is like 2 years or something,
Steve Stenger should be in jail now.
Right.
And I don't really care that much whether Steve Stenger spends one night in jail or 10 years. He means nothing to me. But I just go to jail. It doesn't take you 8 months to figure out how much time to give Steve Stenger.
Well, I think it's even worse. Like, these are high profile cases of famous people. But whenever it's poor people who are just rotting in jail for 8 months at a time, waiting just for their next hearing, I think that's super wrong, too. Why are those things pushed off and pushed off? Even if someone's in jail, they've been charged with a felony or something, or they could be negotiating it down to a misdemeanor, but no, you get to wait in jail for a little bit
longer. That's why you have the speedy trial laws. Mm-hmm. You have to go to trial within a certain amount of time, but just so few people do that.
Right.
So few people say, no, you got to try me in 90 days.
Do you have to have your lawyer advocate for that?
No, you have to give it up if you don't want it.
Okay.
And most people do.
Yeah.
Why do they give it up? Because they don't know about it?
No, but you're right, Rach. It really is a money thing, because if you have no money and you're arrested on whatever, it could be drug dealing, it could be murder, and if you don't have money to pay for the best defense, your ass is in jail until you go to trial.
Right.
Whereas if it's someone else, if you have money and you hire Chet Pleben or Scott Rosenblum, you're going to be spending time at your mansion at Lake of the Ozarks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A related story, not exactly the same topic, but related. Steve Stenger, did you know that unless they change the rules, as of right now, when Steve Stenger turns 60, he will get a pension for the rest of his life from the taxpayers of St. Louis County? And it's a pretty nice, it's a pretty decent pension, too.
That can't happen.
He'll get it at 60, and it'll go up at 65.
That's
and then he'll
ridiculous.
Get that for the rest of his life.
Well, they're working to get rid of that, right?
It's been proposed that we should get rid of this, but it's
well, who's in charge of getting rid of that?
It's still
people
the way
benefit from
it's
it?
Still the way it stands right now.
Do you guys want another call on the 900-pound guy or no?
I don't care.
Hello, Mike. Go ahead.
Hey, I get it, Dave, but the guy's missing the one point. The guy's a drug dealer. I don't care if he's 900 pounds or 90 pounds. He's a drug dealer. You're not a small individual for thinking what you think. He's putting crap out there, to young people or anybody that wants it. And bottom line is, he's a drug dealer.
No, you're right, Mike. If the story came across my desk that a 900-pound guy had to be cut out of his house, I'm not doing that story. Because, whatever.
That is just sad.
Right. Right.
But
now,
when you add on that he's a drug dealer, and now the taxpayers are having to pay
for
him to get cut out to go to court.
That's true. I have trouble feeling sorry for someone that's 900 pounds because it's like getting hit by a train that you saw coming 100 miles away. But it's a human being in a weird, horrible situation, and I'm not in it, and I should feel bad for them. But the fact that the guy's, if it's true, innocent until proven guilty, is laying there fat, naked in his house dealing drugs, and then we spend another few tens of thousands of dollars to literally haul him to court, yes, it made me angry.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Tuesday, 4:30. Dave, you with us?
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
I'm here.
What's up?
Yeah. Nothing.
You seemed offensive since you weren't with us yesterday.
Oh, nothing.
I was playing golf yesterday.
I appreciate your honesty.
How'd you shoot?
We did okay. It's more of a fun tournament than anything else. It was a three club challenge. You only get to bring three clubs.
That sounds great. Fun. Which clubs did you pick?
I took. It's the first time I've ever done it. I took a driver, a 5-iron, and a 9-iron, and I putted with my driver. But the scope of the tournament takes the driver out, and I was not aware of that going into it. So I would never take a driver again, because there was one hole you had to tee off with a softball bat. There's one you had to hit the drive with a junior club. So it was about half the size of a normal club.
That's my kind of
golf. There was one you had to hit. If you were right-handed, you had to tee off left-handed. Huh. And they had left-handed clubs
right
for you.
I have a question.
And they were... Yeah. Yep.
Is my cold so bad that Dave sounds like this, or do you guys hear it as well?
No, it's a connection.
You know, he sounds like a robot. The connection Sue laughing.
Do we really?
Yeah, it's,
Oh, my connection is really low. You want to talk amongst yourself for a second?
Sure.
I'll call you back.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm not America's sweetheart.
This gives us a chance
That's not what I thought that was. I thought that was Sue
I'm
laughing.
Glad. That gives us a chance to do a giveaway.
Yes.
One of my friends, I almost said his name, but he likes us to be anonymous. Every live DGS show we've done has purchased 4 tickets to give away to veterans and military and first responders. So call me right now. I have 2 sets of 2 tickets for DGS 5.
Well, here's Dave.
He's dialing in.
314-241-9797, 866-455-9797. We'll go by the honor system. If you want to see us live bad enough to pretend you're a cop or something, then that's on you. Call us now. Military, retired military, veterans, first responders, ER people, anyone who basically does stuff like that. Our friend has bought 4 tickets, and we'll give them away 2 sets of 2. 314-241-9797, 866-455-9797. Plus, you get to talk to Taliban.
Yeah.
Bonus.
Yeah.
This mystery friend is a very good person and
yes,
does this every time. And every time, I'm just surprised at how generous and awesome
he is.
He's
a wonderful guy. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. Is that better?
Oh, way better.
Ah.
Ooh,
there
way
you
better.
Go.
So,
there you go.
2 things about golf. I called my buddy Brian Main, who is the golf pro at Whitmore, and I said, look, because he always sets me up with clubs. I get like a $5,000 set of Callaways or something, which I, you know, I'm just going to beat into the ground. And I said, look, I only use like 3 clubs. So I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy like 3 clubs, and I'm going to play every round of golf like that. Plus, I don't think I'm ever going to play again if it's not best ball. That's so much more fun to me.
Oh, and that's what this tournament was, too.
Yeah.
Just not 3 clubs. It was best ball.
I love, a scramble. I like a team.
Me, too.
A 2-man scramble's fine. If 4 of you go out and you pair up, and that's fine. It doesn't have to be a 4-man scramble, but that's the fun way to go.
Rach, last time I came back from break, I smelled like Fritos.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell what I smell like now?
Oh, boy.
Did you get a new cologne?
Tony's Speed Stick.
Got close.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you were doing in there? Yeah. I walked back there and I didn't want to open the door because I saw you doing something.
Yeah, no, Tony has given me access to his deodorant and I have band practice tonight. I don't want to be especially gamey, so I used a speed stick.
There you go.
You guys are using the same deodorant?
Yeah, we're cool.
You're okay with that? I thought you would be really weirded out by that.
Is the grossest person
well, she
ever.
Mentioned
I'm the one that had to
you
give
you
kind of
smell like Fritos and then you're gone doing deodorant, but it's somebody else's deodorant.
Oh, no, I'm dirty.
Yeah, he...
Filthy.
Dave will chew your gum, Ryan.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Whatever.
I don't care.
It took me 10 years to allow him to do
you
that.
Said
it's
gum,
I'm
right?
the one that's got the issues.
Yeah, no.
Dave just asked if you'd use somebody else's toothbrush.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Would
yeah.
you?
Really? Sure.
Yeah, he
would you use my son's toothbrush, who is one and snotty all the time?
I would prefer that.
I'll bring that in tomorrow.
Yeah. There's very little I won't do when it comes to just pure dirtiness. I'm just not a clean man. I mean, I'm hygienically clean.
Right.
But I like germs and, well, I mean, it's...
I'm not sure you are.
No, it's iffy.
Yeah.
Eating off the ground.
Out of the trash can.
Out of the trash can.
Your shoes have
no
holes
washing
in them.
Of the
yeah,
hands.
My shoe has yeah, my shoes have holes in them.
Those things aren't hygienically clean.
Then I guess I'm not.
Yeah. Not at all.
I mean, I wash my body.
Yeah.
Do you ever eat in the bathtub?
Do I ever not eat in the bathtub?
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't. The only reason I don't eat in the bathtub is because I'm manorexic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would straight up eat in the bathtub.
Yeah. Glass of red wine, though.
Oh, hell yeah.
Every
bubbles.
Time. Bubbles, candlelight.
Yeah.
I always thought that if I were ever to eat a hoagie in the bathtub, that I had made it.
Or,
that sounds like a gross bath food.
See,
I
wouldn't.
So too.
I couldn't eat in the bathtub because of the heat.
Mm.
I don't like yeah. eating outside
I
on a hot day,
that.
And I don't want to eat hot.
I could eat, like, a donut or something in there. But a sandwich...
Lettuce falling in the
yeah.
water?
Yeah.
Full,
no thanks.
Full
no.
sandwich.
If I don't take baths, but if I did,
uh-huh.
it would be bubble bath and candlelight.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to take a bath.
Yeah.
With a cup.
Exactly. Right.
What is the point right. of just getting in a tub yeah. of water with yeah. the lights on?
Right.
That's just a waste of time.
Here's a litmus test for you. Would you ever take a shower, plug the shower, take a bath in the shower water?
Yeah, shower bath. It's a great... It,
sure.
So yeah,
yes
have you ever been
yes?
like so depressed you sit down in the shower?
Oh, wow. Now we're going somewhere.
Yeah. Just
makes
it
you
dark.
Feel better.
I have,
shower
I have
baths
not
are
felt
awesome.
Well and done that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shower
yeah.
baths are awesome. Yes,
her question was
sick.
Specific
like,
about depression,
down.
Though.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I didn't do the depression
and my,
version.
My buddy Matt McDonald, Tom and Steph, his mom and dad have a house in Naples that they generously... let my family stay at many, many times. And they have a, it's not like a palatial bathroom, but it's a real nice shower. You can sit down on a bench with one of those awesome overhead deals.
Yeah.
And there's nothing like being on the beach all day, getting a little burned, and then sitting under that thing.
You know, you said that you feel like you would have made it if you're eating a hoagie in a bathtub.
Yeah.
I'll know I made it when I'm in the shower and there are... the water is coming at me from all
more than one,
yeah.
one
oh,
more
oh,
place.
More than one, yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
At least,
that's cool.
I want at least three.
Yeah.
I want at least three angles.
Angle, though.
Yeah.
I feel like I would just,
I
when the first one came
angles.
On, I'd be fine. The other ones come on, I would start screaming because I didn't know what was happening.
My shower.
Well, you see the nozzle.
Yeah. 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 Is, are you blind
it's something you're
in
aware
this
of.
Scenario?
It's something you've been informed about before you get in there.
I have a shower in my house that only I use.
Yeah.
And I only have one nozzle, but it hits me right in the butthole. So that's the
go.
One that,
cool.
yeah.
Wow.
No wonder you're in there all the time.
Now, to me,
it shoots up at you.
I would feel like I made it. Like, I would love to have an outdoor.
Yes. Those are
yes,
super cool.
Those are so cool.
Yes.
I've always wanted one.
You're a Dave Murray. How do you not
yeah,
have one?
Come on, Dave.
You can make
neighbor,
that happen.
My neighbors always complained.
There he goes again.
He's outside again, taking a shower.
Just with the hose.
Right.
Just the nose over his head.
Yeah. I don't think the water's even on. Didn't it, you know, Dave, I'm about to give you the biggest compliment I can give you. I didn't even think about doing the weather because now you're just a part of the show.
That's okay. That's I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
That, I was just like, oh, yeah.
That's a compliment. Dave's I take that and run. Yeah.
Dave's a meteorologist. I should probably ask him about the weather, but you're such a part of the show, just like Skip Weber. Skip's a advertiser, but he's so good, yeah. I forget that
to
he pays
it,
for
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, yeah, just Skip.
But so, we should do the weather because
we
it's
should.
Supposed to be, it's actually really good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, it's good to, I mean, it's better today, obviously. Saturday, since I wasn't here yesterday, Saturday had to go down as the worst day ever in St. Louis weather.
I'm trying to remember.
It was bad.
It was cold. Rainy and nasty. Cold. Yeah.
And it was a surprise, too.
The length of it was a surprise. We got the ball game in, though, so that was good. But it was, you know, playing in 49-degree weather.
You know, I was really, really sick on Saturday, and I'm blaming part of it on the huge just disparity in weather from the previous days. It was so, I'm sure it was also I had some sort of virus, but I get sick like that.
Did you sit on the floor in the shower?
Not that time. That was a couple weekends ago.
She had feline leukemia.
I have a real question for you.
Yeah.
So you were so sick on Saturday, mm-hmm. and it was so crappy out. Is that good? Like, if you're sick, would you rather...
Oh, it's much better than a day like today.
Yeah, I agree.
Totally. Because I didn't even step outside.
Would you guys rather be sick on a day like this or a day like Saturday?
Oh, Saturday. Yeah.
Saturday.
No question.
Yes. Absolutely.
100%.
Depending on how bad the sickness is, days like that, I'm almost glad to be sick because I have no conscience about doing nothing. That gives me an excuse to do nothing.
Yeah. So it's going to be hot? Does it get rainy before then?
We've got showers and thunderstorms around tonight, overnight, mainly late night. Nothing severe, but there'll be rumbles of thunder, flashes of lightning might wake you up, some rattling windows. And then the sun comes back tomorrow afternoon, 78 for the high, so warmer. Then on Thursday and Friday, we jump into the upper 80s for high temperatures with plenty of sunshine both Thursday, Friday, probably Saturday too, another chance of some showers and storms late Saturday night into Sunday. So, yeah, by Friday, I think a lot of folks will be going, okay, now it's just too hot.
Isn't that every year we do this? Yeah, every year we do this. So, did we have a spring? Do you guys feel like we had a spring?
Yes.
Is the spring coming?
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like we're still in spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're definitely still in spring.
I feel like it's the first real one we've had in a long time. My plants are all happy. It didn't go from 55 to 80 in 2 days, it took a couple weeks. So to me, this is a real spring.
I kind of feel like we've had, maybe it's not no spring, and maybe this is like this every year, but I just feel like we've had no consistency. Like there
we have not. It's been really off the up and down all over the place. Had a lot of rain. Things are really wet. I'll go with that. I think we've had an extended spring as far as temperatures are concerned, but the weather's been all over the place.
Maybe that's why it feels so weird.
Yeah. And not a lot of severe weather. That's the good news. We have not had a lot of severe
weather.
But
lot of water. Everything is wet.
Yep. Everything's sopping wet.
So, Dave, you spent a lot of time in Hawaii and, you know, Laguna Beach and stuff like that. So last night was gorgeous. This morning was gorgeous. And I'm thinking, God, I'm in such a better mood because of this. If only I lived somewhere where it was like this most of the time. Do you think that's true? Or do people in those places find something to be sad about?
Good question.
That is a great question. I think haven't been to Hawaii in a while, but I never lived there. But I was there for like 2 weeks at a time. I think what happens in environments like that, you get used to it, and you expect it, and it's not special anymore. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, one time when Phoebe was little, there was some show, some nerd show about, you know, California. And so she didn't have a conception that, it's not like this everywhere. And she said, I don't think I'd want to live somewhere where it was 80 degrees and sunny every day because you wouldn't appreciate it. You don't have the changes of season. And I'm like, shut up.
She's right.
Changes of seasons are important. I need them. But even in Hawaii, there's four seasons in Hawaii.
Yeah, true.
They're different. They're just different kind of seasons.
Dave, weird question. Do you have Snapchat?
No.
Darn.
Oh, yeah. It'd be cool to get a picture of him as a lady.
I'd like to see Mrs. Dave Murray.
Snapchat has a filter that turns men into women.
Oh, yeah. Well,
can we just take a picture of a picture?
Can we do that?
We can do that.
Yeah. So is it okay if we turn you into a woman and post it?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
We've broken him. He's like,
just like a Saturday night.
I'm not going to fight it.
Rach just pulled up Dave Murray, and there's some rocker guy. Who's that?
Yeah. That the bass guitarist of Iron Maiden is Dave Murray. And when you search Dave Murray, that's the first thing that will come up. So, and I have had people ask me saying, I didn't know you played guitar.
Tony Colombo is a pop star in Italy.
I know.
Oh, that's right.
I always forget, and then I'll Google you for some reason, and I'm like,
for some reason,
he's like the Justin Bieber of.
Oh God, Dave's pretty.
Italy.
He's very pretty.
I can see it happening.
I got great legs and feet.
We'll tag you.
He may be rivaling Tony Colombo.
Whoa! Wow.
All right, we'll post this in a minute. Thanks, Dave.
Alrighty.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Give it a shot, 5 p.m. DGS. Get this. Customer service sucks everywhere. My mom has AT&T and her phone keeps going out. And my sister keeps trying to help her. And she spent all day, I think it was yesterday, trying to get someone to fix my mom's phone. And it took her like hours to get past the robots and finally got to a person. And they're like, look, my mom's 92. She lives alone. You know, this is an emergency kind of thing. You know what the person said? Is she near death?
Why does that matter?
And my sister said, I don't know. She's 92. I mean, she's not in hospice. And the person's like, well, it's too late to come out. It was 1 p.m. It's too late to come out now. And my sister's like, so if I'd have said, yeah, she's near death, you would have came out at 1 p.m., the late, late hour of 1 p.m.?
Wow.
People suck.
Customer service sucks everywhere. That's a great
statement. I don't
condone
blowing places up, but I get it. Like, when you are trying to work your way through, like, a robo thing, and you keep hitting numbers.
Well,
and
then they ask, well, is your mom about to die? Because if not, we're not sending anybody today. That's crazy.
Now, we did, like, the best inventions. The one of the worst is like the robot thing.
Yeah.
Please listen to the end because some of our choices have changed. I just want to talk to a person.
Yeah.
What do I need to do?
How much money are they saving really on that? I mean, just hire some people.
And I don't see my conspiracy theory is it's not about that. They don't want to help you.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I agree.
That's a great point. Yeah, yeah. That's a great point.
I think it's all about just maybe they'll give up. Maybe the problem will solve itself, or maybe they'll stop caring.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Headlines, Rach?
The worst.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks, the big headline at Schnucks today. Check out the great deals at Schnucks on the app. 2-pound trays of Driscoll's strawberries are only $4.99. Have you guys seen the new trouble that Tiger Woods is in?
Yeah.
He's being sued after an employee of one of his restaurants belonging to him and his girlfriend dies in a car crash. He apparently had an alcohol problem, and the man's family is claiming, oh, yeah, well, he was at work that night, and they just kept serving him, and then he got into a crash, and they're claiming that it's Tiger and his girlfriend's
fault. Here's another thing. Is it Drum Shop? This is another thing that my South Roxana sensibilities have never understood. When you can drink your face off and sue the bar.
Yep.
Yes, I don't get it.
Come on.
And if that was, I said this earlier, if that was a little mom and pop bar owned by, you know,
right,
some,
yep,
you know, it's some carpenter that bought a sports bar on the side and is, you know, just doing it and has a little bit of extra, they're not suing him.
Nope.
They're suing it because it's owned by Tiger Woods, and Tiger Woods has $1 billion, and they know there's the money's there, so that's why we're going to go after.
Yeah, they know they'll settle. So
it is. Yeah, it's ridiculous. How about personal responsibility?
Yeah, exactly.
NASA plans to land the first woman on the moon by 2024, thanks to Trump opening up a new budget for NASA. The last time someone stepped on the moon was 1972. Only 12
allegedly.
People ever did it. Allegedly, you're correct. All men, all American. Now we're going to send an American female. So
that's interesting.
Go, girls.
Is it true that America is the only country that has put a person on the moon?
That's what this article says.
Yeah.
And my final story here, the man who threw the little boy from the Mall of America balcony. Oh, my gosh. Almost forgot about this story. Terrible. Has pleaded guilty to attempted murder. At least he's man enough to do that. I don't know.
Why did he do it? Did he ever say?
Because women weren't nice to him at the mall, so he wanted to hurt a woman, but then he wussed out and hurt a child.
What?
So. bad guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.